Scooby-Doo. They call him Scooby-Doo. They call show Scooby-Doo. But Scooby doesn't do anything. Scooby is not involved. Half the time, Scooby's not even involved. He's just a bystander. It's one of the worst deals we've ever had. To call a show Scooby-Doo and then not deliver on Scooby-Doo. This is not a show about a dog sniffing its ass, okay? This is your show up with the mystery team in a van, and they walk around and they do, you know, they figure out, you know, mystery. They're solving mystery. And Scooby is not involved in any way, shape, form. Scooby, frankly, gets much too much attention, money. We're giving way too much attention to Mr. Scooby, and he's not doing anything. Scooby-Doo, he doesn't do. So we call him Scooby, but he doesn't do. We call him Scooby, but he doesn't do. It's a terrible deal. The show, by the way, if we were talking about who actually was doing anything, solving mystery and helping crime, stopping the bad guys who are really not so bad. If you talk to some of these guys, they just want to remake the world into a better place if it wasn't for these meddlesome kids and their stupid book. Okay? But we're doing a show about Mystery Team. You know, they're solving the mystery. They should call the show Velma. Why don't they call the show Velma? Velma's the one doing everything. Fred and Daphne, they're just over there porking in the corner. They're not doing any of the making out, being unhelpful, okay? Fred just drives. Fred's just the driver. He doesn't drive the plot, and he doesn't drive the mystery, and he doesn't solve the mystery. He just moves the van from place to place, A to B. And it's a very unhelpful thing. We don't even need the van. The van does not play narrative. It does not have narrative role, okay? Other than we can't be doing the same crime in the same place. We need to move on to a new monster.